between you and God. You know, it's your sins that has caused God to hide his face from you. You know, what's happening today? We see the very same thing that I'm reading about. The same thing is happening today. Church folks, they're attending church services for attendance sake. You know, they have a form of Christ, but they deny the power thereof.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree,
died to save man. The tea.
This is KAYT. Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel. This is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
To talk to you today about there's nothing like God's love from 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and the 13th verse. But I'm not getting the okay to move in that direction. I talked this morning about four aspects of God's love.
Yes, sir.
Four aspects of God's love. One of the things that I want us to know as we kick off this month of love is the fact that God himself is the greatest example of love. And if nothing else, love should be the first and most important attribute of the believer, sharing not only with one another, but being the kind of love in this world that exemplifies God's love. So for just a little while, I'm not going to take much time. I just wanted to revisit some of the points that I had in John 3:16. You know it already. You can begin reading now. For God so loved the world
that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen. Yes. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Four aspects of God's love. As on last month, I made another birthday, as the older saints say. A whole another year older, hopefully wiser and more mature. And I thought about it. Out of all the books I've read in my life, and all of the books I am open to read, if I only had one book to choose, I'd choose the Bible. And if out of the Bible, the 66 little books, I could only choose one book, I would choose the Gospel of John. And out of the Gospel of John's 21 chapters, if I could only choose one chapter, I would choose the third chapter.
Oh, come on, doctor.
And out of the third chapter's 36 verses, if I only could choose one verse to describe, to express, to explain the love of God, it would be the 16th verse that we've recited in our hearing. One of the things that I want you to recognize, my brothers and sisters, is the fact that God need for the world to know his love is something else. His love is something else. It's something other than the world's love. It's something other than man's love. It is beyond anything we have experienced in our own lives.
Uh-huh.
One of the things that I want you to know is when the Bible says, "For God so loved the world," that first clause is there to help us understand. I got 4 points I want to throw out at you, so just in case I don't get through them all. Point number one, God's love is excellent. God's love is excellent. Two, God's love is extravagant. Extravagant. Three, God's love is excessive. Excessive. And four, God's love is extraordinary. Extraordinary. Now, my brothers and sisters, all of these things you can find right within the confines of this 16th verse of the third chapter of John. Listen what the word says, "For God so. That word "so" can be translated as graciously. God graciously loved the world. Graciously, graciously. When you think about how excellent God's love is, and God chose, he decided to love us, not that we were worthy to be loved, but that he made up in his mind, he made up in his heart that he would love you. My brothers and sisters, what's so incredible about that is God wants us to understand that his love is excellently gracious. You remember the story about Hosea and Gomer? And how God wanted Hosea to know the kind of love that God himself had.
Yes, sir.
And he gave him a beautiful wife. She was beautiful, had long black hair, beautiful eyes, rosy cheek, and perfectly shaped lips. She had a shape like a Coke bottle. She was an eye catcher. But God gave her to the man of God. But God gave him his wife, Gomer, to teach him a lesson. Everything that looks good ain't necessarily good for you. And everything that says they love you don't truly love you. Love is a verb. It's an action word. It means to give of one's self.
All right, doctor.
In order to understand and to be able to show what is on the inside of one. And true love is a decision not a feeling. See, the reason why we fall in and out of love is because our love is based on feelings. But God's love is based on a decision. He chose to love us. To love us, even when we did not love ourselves. God chose to love us. So anyway, he gives Hosea Gomer. But Gomer is not faithful to Hosea like Hosea is faithful to God. And it is to show Hosea that the people of God are not faithful to God like God has been faithful to his people. Hosea had to learn that the decision to love Gomer was a divine one. And God gave him a divine love for Gomer. But Gomer was not the faithful wife she should have been. She played the harlot. She played around. She did everything that was ungodly to the man of God. She went out there, left home, left every child she had had. Incidentally, all of them, well, none of them were not his. It was somebody else's. But he loved her. That's enough right there for him to say, you have broken the marriage vows. You have gone out and you've had a child for another man. He had the biblical right to put her away. But God told him, just like he had to tell her, I am married to the backslider. She was a backslider. And I like it all the time she left. Well, the last time she left, time had come. Her hair wasn't silky black. It was turning gray. Her Coke bottle shape had become somewhat like a barrel shape. Wrinkles had taken over her skin. And her voluptuousness had disappeared from men's desire. And there she was on an auction block. And here comes Hosea, and he spots his wife that no men wanted anymore. Her best years were behind her. And so all she could be good for now is for some cleaning and for some domestic work. But that was about all. But when Hosea saw her on the auction block, and people were giving such low bids for her, Hosea came and he gave the highest bid for the woman who treated him like a dog. All to express and to explain how his love was a divine love. It was a love that God chose to give in spite of the reaction of the ones he loved. My brothers and sisters, listen, it's only the God kind of love that'll make you love when the person you love doesn't love you. All right. It's a godly love that'll make you hold on to what God has said is is yours when yours don't want to hold on to you. And so, my brothers and sisters, God decided to love because God is love. And love is God. He has an excellent and gracious love. Secondly, God has an extravagant love, because the Bible says, not only for God so loved the world, here it is, part two, that he gave his only begotten son. He gave an extravagant love. His love was a giving love, a giving love. Amy Carmichael said, you can give without loving, but you can't love without giving.
Yeah.
And I need somebody to know, the more you love, the more extravagant your giving is. In other words, when you love somebody and truly love somebody, you give them the best that you have. You don't look for something meager and something small and something that will do. You look for the very best that you have to give to that one that you truly love. You see, if in the gift giving it doesn't reflect the person's love, you might want to check their love. Somebody didn't catch that this morning. Because listen, true love makes you want to give the one you love the best that you have.
Come on, doctor.
Listen, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. The best he had. The only son he had. God gave all that he had in giving us Jesus. That was extravagant. He could have created someone to be able to take the place of Jesus Christ to save mankind, but God was extravagant to the point that nothing and nobody else could do like Jesus. It was the highest representative of God, the highest representation of God, the highest expression of God's love was Jesus. And he sent Jesus. His love was so extravagant, he sent the perfect person at the proper period. He also sent him to problemed people with a pure pardon that would pass what? A peace that passeth all understanding. And the only one who could pull this off was the precious Son of God, Jesus the Christ.
Yes, yes.
If that was not extravagant, tell me what is. I think you need to know, my brothers and sisters, that what God has done in his extravagant love to us is the reality that he still yet gives. Every day, he gives us brand new benefits, brand new blessings, brand new mercies. God keep on opening doors, keep on making ways, keep on blessing us. Every time we turn around, he is blessing us. And yet many of us act like he has to do it. He have to do it. He had to do what he is doing. No, his love caused him to do it. And so he had an extravagant love. But then we get to the third point here. Uh-huh. He had excessive love. Excessive love. How was his love excessive? Because the word says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. That was excessive because God could have chosen just the best of us and left the worst of us out of the plan of salvation. But his love was so excessive, he wanted to include everyone. He did not want not one person to perish. Whether you were a drug addict or a drinker, whether you were a pimp or a prostitute, whether you were a gambler or an ungodly person, whether you were a high sinner or low sinner, from the uttermost to the guttermost, it did not matter. His love was so excessive that he said, whosoever will, let him come. Let him come. And that means that God would not let any man perish. There's no excuse for your not coming to him. No matter how much you've done, no matter how far you've fallen, no matter what your situation is, his love is excessive to the point that it is generosity to a fault. Generosity to a fault. I told you his love was excellent in his graciousness. It was extravagant in his giving. It's excessive in his generosity. But then, fourthly, it's extraordinary in its gift. He keeps on giving after he gave the best thing he had to give. Listen to what the word tells us. Whosoever will, whosoever believeth in him, should not perish. That's whosoever will. When man says you're no good, you won't make it, you're not this, you're not that, God said none of you are. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death.
Yes, it is.
But the gift of God is eternal life. And so the excessive love of God, listen at this, brings us pardon for our past. But even with the pardon for our past, he still presents us with a present. And the present is, but have everlasting life. That's a gift from God.
Yes, yes.
It's extraordinary because it is God saying to you, I've sent the best I have to you. If you accept him, I will pardon you. But not only will I pardon you, but I will present you with a gift of eternal life so that you can live out the original plan of living with me forever.
Yes.
When we learn to walk with God by faith,
yes,
we get closer and closer and closer, and we learn how much he loves us on a daily basis.
All right, Doctor.
Just like Enoch, for 300 years, he walked with God. First 65 years, he had his family and he did those things as a family. But after he discovered God in a more intimate way, for 300 years, he walked with God. Genesis 5:24 says, and he was not, for God took him. Why did God take him? He took him because he was walking with God so close till God and heaven became the same. And God saw him in a way that he allowed him to know God in the intimacy of his love. And when he experienced that, God said, I'm taking you home with me.
All right, God.
So you live life out eternally with me. See, God wants those of us who love him to live for him and live with him. My question to you today is, do you really know the love of God for yourself? Have you really experienced the love of God like God wants you to experience? God is faithful. How many of you believe God is faithful? God has provided for us everything we need to be successful on this side, to know his word, to know his will, to know his way, to walk in his truth. He has made it clear to us that his love is beyond anything we have ever known. As I close, my brothers and sisters, know this, that God wants you.
Yes, he does.
To understand his love from the inside out. He don't want you just to know him from your head. He wants you to know him from your heart. And he wants you to live in such a way that as his child, you take on his characteristics. You begin to walk like him and talk like him, live like him and act like him, and do the things that he has called you to do like him, because he loves you and he has the best in store for you. If Jesus gave his life, and that life he gave us is more abundant, then the truth of the matter is, to be with God is to experience his excellent love. To be with God is to experience his extravagant love. To be with God is to experience his excessive love.
Yeah.
And to be with God is to experience his extraordinary, extraordinary love. With a love like God's love, you cannot fail. To God be the glory.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
KAYT, Shreveport, Greenwood, 92.5.
Sometimes people smile, and sometimes when we see people smiling, we assume that they got it all together. Sometimes when people see you smiling, they say, look like nothing bothers you. But let me tell you something, baby. Sometimes when people smile, they catching hell. Sometimes when people smile, they're going through trouble.